everyone. My name is Victoria.
And my name is Monica.
And welcome to the Little Lits podcast.
This is a podcast especially for kids under the age of 12 where they talk about real life issues.
So we want to give kids an opportunity to talk about things that really matter to them, and we're making sure kids' voices get heard.
Get more information about the work we do at www.littleliterature.com.
Again, that's www.littleliterature.com. So stay tuned for the next episode
and we'll be right back. So on this episode, we are talking about the summer holiday.
Cool. So we went out and we asked different kids that we either know personally or that we were introduced to what their views were on the summer holidays. So the first question that we asked kids was, what's your favourite thing about the summer holiday?
My name is Amari Shik and I am 7 years old.
What's your favourite thing about the summer holiday?
Playing in the sun.
Okay, what else do you like?
Going swimming.
My name's Theodore and I'm 7 years old.
What's your favourite thing about the summer holidays?
Going on holiday.
Where do you go?
I normally go to countries like the USA and Spain that I'm going this year because I went a few years ago.
My name is Eri and I'm 12 years old.
So what's your favourite thing about the summer holidays?
Spending time with my family.
Amari's response was he said he enjoys going swimming, but then he said he couldn't swim. That was interesting to me because it was just like...
Going swimming, can you swim?
Not really.
That's okay. Are you still learning?
Yes.
I've got a question. Do you think it's important that all children learn how to swim?
Yes.
Why do you think? Why is it important?
Because if you're going in water and you're drowning, how would you be able to go to safety and swim? And so everyone should learn how to swim.
So you should know how to swim in case you drown. You can go to safety, yeah. And you maybe could help someone else, couldn't you?
You enjoy. Not that it's a problem that you can't swim, you learn, and but it just made me think of other questions like, whose responsibility is it to teach our children how to swim?
That's true.
And I asked him that question, do you think it's important to swim? And he made a point of, it's good to know in case you're in water and you see a friend in danger, you can help, because if you were both in danger, you couldn't.
Yeah.
But it just made me think deeper of, like,
I think it's interesting because some schools don't have that sort of activity as part of their day-to-day curriculum. So when I was in school, I didn't get to do swimming lessons until I was in year five. And that was the only time that I got to learn. And it was kind of like for 6 months. So after that point, didn't get an opportunity to learn again.
Can you swim now?
I can float.
I'm also a floater. I was learning last year, but put it on pause. I'm also a floater.
Oh gosh, that's actually quite interesting. So I think for parents, they need to start thinking about activities that kids are doing in school that they find important, or activities that they could pick up that will be beneficial to have as a life skill. And I think I read somewhere a while ago, there was two sisters that were out swimming. One was quite young, I think one was like 7 or 8, and then the younger one was like a really, really small toddler, so like 4 or below, and the toddler was basically drowning and her older sister jumped in and saved her, but she could only do that because she knew how to swim. So it was, yeah,
that Amari's is a fair right.
Point. Amari's
it
right.
It is an important life skill.
We should all learn to swim. One of the things that came up with Theodore when I was speaking to him, he spoke about travel, he spoke about different activities that he does during the week as well, and how he likes to continue those in the summer holiday. So that was really, really interesting that he seemed to have a routine that he was used to, and although school was over and that wasn't part of his routine for that period of time, he found it really, really, really good to have other things that he was used to, such as football. He spoke about church, just different activities that he was into. That guy's got a very busy diary.
It's funny how I said that. Routine often makes people feel safe, so I can see why he would then
draw to that.
What also was interesting to me, a lot of the kids missed doing stuff they do at school for, like, maths and stuff. Everything was involved around the subject, so, like, maths, arts and craft. It was just...
Again, it goes back to routine.
Yeah.
And what they're used to, because for Theodore, he mentioned arts and craft.
What do you want to do more of in your summer holiday?
I'd like to do more of art, because I'm very good at art, but I don't really get to do much art, because we don't have the art equipment yet. But I'm going to get it soon.
Is it at home or at school that you usually do art?
I usually do art at school, because at home we don't have the proper equipment. We just have colouring pencils, which aren't the right equipment. But I just draw pictures on paper.
Cool.
And he was like, well, I've got the equipment at school, but I don't have it at home, which was very, very interesting, because I just thought, well, I'm sure you could colour. But he was very, very specific, and he was like, no, I need the equipment that I have at school to be able to do the arts and crafts that I want to do at home. And luckily for him, his parents have said that they're going to get it for him anyway. But yeah, it's interesting that they pick subjects that they are used to or that they do already to, again, fill their summer holidays as well.
Just made me think, what type of arts and craft was it? Is it messy play? Because I know a lot of parents aren't a fan of messy play.
True. And if you don't have the space for it, do you then have to take kids outside to do it? Is there activities that you could do close by?
Yeah. I wasn't allowed to play in the sandpit.
Were you?
No, for my hair. But I wasn't allowed to play in the sandpit. Got my hair. It was a nightmare.
I was a big fan of Art Attack when I grew up. Oh, when I was growing up even. And my mum just allowed me to have whatever paints. I wasn't very messy, so I guess she was just happy so long as I put newspaper on the floor. And she's quite artsy anyway, so she was just like, yeah, stay in your corner. Paint, and just paint there. Okay, so something else that we spoke about when I was talking to Theo specifically was travelling.
Do you always travel to other countries when it's the summer holiday?
Not always, because when I started school, it was the summer holidays. I didn't just go to a different country. I just stayed in England, but I still had a good time.
Okay. And do you think it's important for people to travel out of the country when it's the summer holidays?
Yeah, I do, so you can see what other countries do and what they look like. And if, like, you saw something in that country on the internet and you wanted to see if it was true, you could just go to the country and see if it was a real place or a landmark.
I found it very interesting that he was able to look at the fact that money and finances might be a reason as to why people can't travel to faraway locations or travel in the summer holidays. Because I know when it comes to a lot of the airlines and companies that deal with holiday bookings, it's super expensive to go away in the summer holiday. And I've even heard of cases where families would choose to go on holiday just before the kids break up, just so that they can try and get a cheaper flight. And obviously they're coming back and they're getting in trouble for it as well, because you're taking the kids out of school. But that was really, really interesting. Travel was a big thing for Theo.
Do you travel at all when you're on school holidays or summer holidays?
Not usually.
Okay. Do you think that it's important to travel, or what's your thoughts about that?
I don't think it's important to travel, but I think that, like, travelling out of the country will be nice and a good experience for you.
Amari mentioned travelling with his family, and he said it was nice to see where his granddad was from, and that was, like, his first family with all his, like, immediate family, like grandparents, auntie, uncle, so... It was...
First big trip.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was nice for him.
Can you tell me a bit about where you've been, or?
I've been to Spain. I've been to St. Lucia. I've been to Birmingham, and I've nothing else.
Do you think it's important that all children should get to travel?
Yes.
Why do you think it's important?
If you're doing art,
yeah,
and you're doing a painting where you've been over the summer holidays or colouring.
Yeah.
And if you haven't been in there, maybe you can't do the experiment, or you can just do the ones what the teachers are doing.
So do you mean, so if you're at school and your teacher says draw something or draw somewhere you've been on the summer holiday, but if you haven't done anything, maybe some children might be a bit sad because they can't take part? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. And that makes a lot of sense. Even if it's places in London.
Yeah.
Like, being a Londoner, I don't explore.
It took a while for me to go to, like, basic things. So London Eye, you know, Houses of Parliament.
Yeah.
Big Ben. Whereas before then, I should have known about my local landmarks. I should have known what was around me and not just within my area. So, yeah.
Yeah, so travelling doesn't necessarily need to be like, I need to hop on a plane, go abroad. Mm. You can travel and explore in your local area.
Yeah, even kids that like are used to travelling in cars all the time. I know it's a big deal when certain kids get to go on the train. Not because it's completely foreign to them, but just because it's not a normal part of everyday life. So it's like, oh, it's something new. So yeah.
A lot enjoyed seeing other friends.
Yeah. A lot of kids that I spoke to enjoyed that as well. And I found it interesting that they were able to separate their friendship circles and talk about them and the different things that they liked to do aside from when they were at school with obviously friends that they had outside. So that was quite interesting.
Yeah, I think I do the same. Like uni friends, work friends.
Yeah, I get you.
Okay. And what makes the summer holiday special for you?
Because I get to hang out with my friends more than I usually do at school.
Okay. And is this different friends or the same friends that you have at school?
I think mostly different friends.
Okay.
And mostly the same, because I'd see different friends at church and different friends at places like football and other places I go to.
Okay.
But yeah, that's interesting, actually. That's quite interesting. What else did kids say they liked about the summer holiday?
Amari enjoyed going to summer club.
Okay. Did he say what he enjoyed about it?
He got to see, again, it goes back to seeing different friendship groups. So yeah. He enjoyed having the freedom of, like, just going and having fun. Like, it was like a new adventure every day.
Yeah, but with a different set of friends.
Yeah, so okay. He enjoyed that aspect. And that made me think about when I used to go to summer club. That was, like, a big part of...
the summer holidays for you.
Yeah.
I didn't go to summer club. So I have, when I was growing up, I had a family member that I used to go to quite often. And there was something around their area called the 1 o'clock club. So for people that are listening that are from South London, Peckham, Dulwich area, you'll be familiar with the 1 o'clock club. That was like the adventure playground for kids to go to. And it wasn't anything crazy, but they had arts and crafts, they had water activities, they had a sand pit, they had all these different sorts of stuff, and it was a real range of ages. But yeah, that was the only sort of summer club that I went to. My mum could not afford for me to go to an actual summer school that you'd have to pay for, and I'd be there all day. I went to childminder instead, or family members' houses.
The one I went to was run by like the local police, done it, but in like your local primary school.
Okay.
Yes, it was interesting. Also went to 1 o'clock club.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, one in Vauxhall Park. Walked through Vauxhall Park the other day and, yeah.
Is it still there?
It is, but it's not the same.
I think the one in, like, Peckham Park is still the same. It's very... It's interesting because I felt like communities, as much as they had their day-to-day staff that would go there, it was a big community thing. So for Peckham Park and the 1 o'clock club there, I know people go there and they invest their time. So... maybe a question for the people listening is, how much responsibility should you take to maintain these sorts of things so that your kids can enjoy them and their friends can enjoy them? Because I'm guessing if other people weren't looking after the 1 o'clock club, my nephew would not be able to go there. And he goes to 1 o'clock club, and it's so weird because I was like, I was there 20 odd years ago.
But and it's amazing there. How your 1 o'clock club is still going.
Yeah. But this is what I mean. I think it's just based on the community.
I agree.
Cool.
Another question that was asked was, do you miss going to school during the summer holiday?
That was me. Growing up, I don't know why. I loved reading. People thought it was nerdy, but I wanted to be in school. I wanted to...
yeah.
Have something.
A lot of the kids missed it because they missed their friends. Some missed subjects, and I was like, could you do those subjects at home?
Mm.
Is that something you could do at home?
I had one child that I spoke to that said they really, really miss school.
Do you miss going to school when it's the summer holidays?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you miss about it?
My friends.
Cool.
My favourite subjects.
What are your favourite subjects?
Maths, art, and music.
Okay. And do you do some of that when it's the summer holidays as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is from working in a school perspective. The summer holidays was the thing we all looked forward to.
Mm.
But then there was moments where school is a safe haven for some kids. Some kids
True.
Enjoy the routine. They know they're guaranteed a hot meal.
Mm.
They're familiar. It's safe seeing the same faces every day. And to have that taken away from some kids for 6 weeks, it's a bit like...
it's a big deal.
Yeah, it's like, what do I do? I don't see my friends. I don't have friends outside of school.
Mm.
Or parents can't afford to do X, Y, and Z. So I'm just...
at home.
Yeah, or I'm at grandparents' house and my grandparents are old and they don't do much with me. So it was an interesting one to see if kids missed it or not. But mm. I feel like the kids we spoke to all had stuff to keep
fill up their time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you miss going to school when it's the summer holidays?
No, because I don't like school that much.
Okay.
And I like staying at home more because I get more relaxed. And at school, I'm always standing up because since I'm a very busy person and I normally get chosen for many things, I normally standing up all the time.
Any other questions that you've got that you asked?
I've got a few questions for our listeners. So this is where we're going to keep the conversation going. Parents, do you feel like the summer holiday is a long time? Is 6 weeks too long? Do you feel like... this is the one that makes me laugh. Do you feel like your kid's appetite grows during the summer holiday? This is me talking from nannying, just having cousins, nephew. I'm just like, every hour is not snack time. So I just want to know if that's just my perspective of it. And
I'd like kids to answer and tell their parents why they seem to be hungrier in the summer holidays.
Sometimes I think they do it out of boredom. Or I was with mommy on the weekend, I know what's here, so I can access the cupboard myself. I can get this myself.
Biscuits, sweets, yep, I know where everything is.
Another question I had, is it important to still carry on with educational learning during the summer holiday?
Ooh.
So do you still read with your kids during the summer holiday? Do you still take that time out to do the weekly spellings?
Numeracy, literacy, all of that. Yes. I know in my house that was a big thing.
I'm not going to lie, it wasn't a big thing in my house. Yeah, I'm just curious. Or is that like 2 weeks before the term's about to start? That's when we get them back into the routine of, right, we need to do daily reading, we need to sit down and do some work.
Mm.
yeah, I'm just curious to get you guys' perspective.
Make sure you tag us at Little Lits, and that's on Twitter and Instagram. So we're going to wrap that up, guys, but that does not mean that it's the end of the conversation. As I've mentioned before, you can follow and chat to us using the handle at littlelits_, and you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and you can also use the hashtag littlelitspodcast, and that's all one word, littlelitspodcast. Thanks so much for listening, guys, and make sure you stay tuned for our weekly release on Sunday mornings.
Thanks to all of you for listening to this episode, and a special thanks to all of the amazing children that were involved this week. As mentioned, Little Lits Podcast is brought to you by Little Literatures. This organisation is dedicated to promoting stories with kids, voices of kids, and learning for kids. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you on another episode.